on fire.
It's the Investment Warrior Report with your hosts Bill Lucenhide and David Leisenfeld, bringing you the straight truth about your investments and helping you to achieve financial well-being through the use of strategy, patience, and discipline. And now, here are your hosts, Bill and David.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Investment Warrior Report. Glad you're joining us here today on this chilly Sunday afternoon in Southern California. I am David Leisenfeld, joined by my good friend and financial expert, Bill Lucenhide.
Hey, good afternoon, Southern California. It's great to be with you here on the great KKLA Christian Talk Radio, the 10,001-watt station where we're permeating every cell of your body with the best and wisest financial advice to be found on the radio dial.
That's right. All right. Well, again, we're talking today about the kind of investing, the kind of ways to take our money and return it back to God. You know, and Jesus said, as much as you do it unto one of the least of these, you do it unto me. And so what we often have to do is find the people to give it to. Now, some people, you can just give it to a church and let your church kind of expand it out. But I think it's good that you kind of eyeball projects. You kind of eyeball organizations that are dedicated, where you know your money is getting into the hands of the people that need it, and doing that as unto God, giving unto others. And I think that the organization that we're talking about today fits that model. And Bill and I talk a lot about who are the good organizations, what are the good organizations we can be giving to. Because, you know, a lot of organizations spend a lot of money on administrative costs, a lot of money in advertising, and frankly, some don't even give half of what they take in to the organizations or the people that actually need the money. And so we found an organization and have come into contact with them for years now that we just think is an excellent organization, and we have joining us the founder today of LifeNets to talk with him about his organization, to give you some exposure to an organization that we have put our stamp of approval on for the way they go about serving the needs of others. And so joining us here right now on the program, the Investment Warrior Report, is Vic Kubek. Hello, Vic.
Good afternoon, Bill and Dave.
How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear you guys.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us. As you know, we're big supporters of your organization. But here in Southern California, probably a lot of people don't know about LifeNets. So could you tell us a little bit about how did LifeNets start and how did it come about to be this organization that is helping so many people in so many different countries right now?
Well, first of all, I've been a minister for all my life. But 10 years ago, I went to Chernobyl more as a translator than anything else, and I saw the needs in the hospitals and in the clinics. And I came home and said, you know, what's life all about? But I've never done anything like this before as far as helping people in a practical way. And I said, God, help me find the things that I need to help the people in the Chernobyl area. And immediately I was able to find, like an answer came to me about shipping containers through the State Department. And I found other people who were very willing to help, and in short order, we were able to ship 30 tons of supplies over to the Chernobyl area. And I said, well, if it's that easy, maybe I can find other places.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, working in Africa and working other places, I was able to find similar programs to ship commodities, food, supplies, medicine to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it began. And then one thing led to another, and we're heavily involved in Ukraine, Africa, and Central America, and Latin America.
It's just incredible. Now, could you tell me a little bit, when you went to Chernobyl, and obviously you're still very involved there, tell me, what did you see? What did you see that really stirred your heart to want to do this and to want other people to join with you? What were the kind of needs that you were seeing?
Well, one thing that troubled me is that Chernobyl is a household word. Everybody knows that it's all about a nuclear disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're there, you're in an area that's very, very poor. It's an area that was abandoned by the Soviet Union when the countries became independent.
Mm-hmm.
First World pretty much abandoned it and said, it's your problem. Russia said, it's your problem. And here was a horrible disaster in which there was 200 times the amount of fallout that was at Hiroshima. Children were sick, nervous diseases, thyroid cancer elevated by a factor of 10, a paranoia about any type of nuclear type of thing, and people weren't doing anything. And even the doctor said, if you're going to come and visit us, we have so many scientists and gawkers and journalists coming, many of them say we'll do something, but nobody does anything. Hmm. And so that stirred me to do something, and that's how it all began.
Yeah, that's a real shame when people say, hey, they have good intentions, they want to do good things, but then they don't put their money and their time behind actually helping the people.
You know, Vic, you got an excellent brochure, and you're very transparent about what you do and the revenues and how that's all put together. And as many people know, I mean, a lot of organizations, a large percentage of their revenue goes out in fundraising or goes out into administrative costs or goes out into literally just high, very expensive payrolls and so forth and all that. And I'm amazed to see here that your organization here has something like 98% of all the revenue that's coming in, it goes for direct aid into these different fantastic programs you have going around the world. How is it that you're able to do that?
Well, first of all, none of us have made LifeNets something that we get paid for. We feel it's part of our duty, part of our spiritual commitment to do something to help people. Secondly, we're able to leverage so many things that come to us and work with other agencies and the government to provide the commodities we need.
Right. I'm seeing here that, for instance, you've been able to get like pharmaceutical companies to donate medicines and all that on, what, like a 20-to-1 basis?
Right. Well, actually, even better than that, 2 cents on a dollar typically
wow.
pay wholesale for our medicine.
Fantastic.
And we've been shipping it now for 5-6 straight years, helping whole communities.
And I see that you, even to ship this, you've been able to get like the certain government agencies and all that to be able to pick up the shipping costs and all that for these containers and all that that you're putting across.
Right. We have the Department of Defense that has shipped 3 containers to Africa. That would have been otherwise $11,000 per container. We've had the State Department ship numerous containers for us to Ukraine under a special program.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to make sure that those who are listening and just catching this right now know how to get in contact with you. What is the best way to find out about LifeNets?
The best place is on the Internet. Mm-hmm. Our website is lifenets.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a website that tells about most of the things that we do. You can order our newsletter online, and we really do want you to order our newsletter, and we'll send you a few back issues to show you what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Vic, and this is how David and I got involved with you here a number of years back, was, you know, we saw about the street children there in the Ukraine. And I remember very vividly this picture that was there on the site of this little girl holding her little brother. I mean, she must not have been more than 5 years old, and she was a little 2-year-old little boy who had urinated his pants, and they're living out there basically running around in the streets and all that. And you've done an amazing thing here for the street children in the Ukraine. So why don't you share with our audience what is going on there with that program there?
Vinogradov.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. Vinogradov, Ukraine. And tell us a little bit about that, because certainly that's a program that's certainly near and dear to David and I.
Well, actually, I was there in the year 2001. I wasn't planning to include this into our collection of programs, but our LifeNets director took me to the village because I knew the person who was helping street children. He was struggling to help the kids and really wasn't doing very much. He told me that they needed money for food and they needed money to remodel a government building that was given to them to make it into a soup kitchen. And I said, well, I'll see what I can do, but actually I was pessimistic because we already had our hands full with so many projects. And I put that picture on the website, and what you two, both of you, Bill and Dave, have done is picked up that cause and helped us to be able to move this to the next step. And now, 3 years later, my wife and I were there this past summer. We saw the same children. I recognized many of them that were running in the streets. Now, with the loving care, the food, the special clothing that's given to them, and the special attention and care more than anything else, that has transformed the life of these children. It's changed 40 children's lives.
Wow. Now, again, what specifically are those children receiving, Vic, as a result of the contributions from LifeNets?
Well, they receive through the summer 3 meals a day. During school time, they receive 2 meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
There was work in having to get equipment, you know, for the soup kitchen and the remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have that, some excursions and some of the care and caring for the children. But we calculate our cost for this program to be about 85 cents a day per child.
See, and that's just incredible.
No, that's amazing. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize the need that's over there. You know, you think of Russia as being, you know, a modern society as such. You know, they had a space program and different things like that. But there's so many social ills that are there, that are the leftovers from communism that have been there. And there's literally just thousands of children that are running the streets. Either they have parents that have abandoned them, or their parents that are kind of out of it because they've got alcohol or drug problems, different things like that. And so this is a great environment. And this is a Christian environment too, right? I mean, this is not just some state-run thing. These are ministers that are behind in there, and they're educating people about the Lord Jesus and that type of thing. And this is fantastic.
Well, we're glad to be able to help out. But, you know, the church is there. You know, oftentimes do not help, and the government certainly doesn't. And we have been able to step in this particular case, you know, to make a difference. And we're just glad that, you know, we're able to do that. You know, we can't help every single child in Ukraine, but the 40 children that are there, we have transformed that particular group of children.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we have brought the government into it. Now the government is beginning to pay attention and beginning to take care of their own. But somebody has to start. And we're glad that with your help, we've been able to start that program.
Yeah, well, we're excited about that program and excited about the work you do. And because you direct the funds, you know, there's just not many organizations that do this. And again, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Vic Kubek. He is founder of LifeNets. You can find out about LifeNets, how you can get involved with this incredible organization that's returning right now 98% of every dollar they take. It's going right to other people. And even those dollars that they get, they're leveraging in incredible ways to help people. And this is the great story, you could say, of David and Goliath. Goliath is the big social problems, and here's David standing up and taking a stone and saying, we're going to start to fight these battles and help people around the world who truly need help, and not for personal gain, but to do it because it's right. And you can find out about this organization at www.lifenets.org, www.lifenets.org.
No, and we know we were talking about where would be a good place to make a charitable donation, you know, to tax write-off. Why let Uncle Sam have it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right? Get it in there in the mail. You know, check out LifeNets. Do it this week. Check out LifeNets.org there on the net. But here's the thing, folks. No one is benefiting financially from LifeNets. Nobody's drawing a check or a salary or anything like that. This aid is going directly to these fantastic Christian causes around the world without somebody, in effect, you know, getting fat off the tithes and offerings of people, right? It's just an amazing thing.
Yes, it certainly is. Now, Vic, one of the things I really like about your programs as well is you do what I call the hand-up way of giving.
Right.
And not just handouts where, you're putting money into something and it's going away and it's disappearing and there's not an investment, let's say, in children, but in a community even. And I know in Zambia you have some projects there, but talk to us a little bit about how you've been creatively helping people who are destitute or impoverished in these areas.
Well, one thing is we wanted to make a charity work right. We wanted it to have outcomes that are more than just making people dependent. And, of course, the first thing is to meet humanitarian needs. But we wanted people to develop self-sufficient habits, which we have been successful in. But then thirdly, and this is what's come out after about 3 or 4 years of operation, is that we want people to get out of the mode of being ones receiving. We want them to not only become self-sufficient, but to be able to help others in the community and see what that does. And we've been successful with that, particularly with our cattle program in Zambia. We provided, after educating the people, 22 heifers and a couple of bulls in central Zambia where all the cattle perished in a plague in 1992.
Wow.
And now that herd has doubled. 23 calves have been born since 2002. And our policy is that the first calf goes to a neighbor. And that way the whole community benefits. You don't have people who are neighbors resenting the fact that somebody, that their neighbor was given something, because now they will receive from their neighbor. And this has been an absolutely marvelous transformation for an entire region. And then that neighbor is supposed to give his first calf to a neighbor. So that's worked extremely well, and we've been so pleased with the outcomes.
That's really great. I guess that's the old parable, isn't it? Give a man a fish, and he eats for a day, but teach a man to fish, and he can eat for a lifetime.
And give another fish to another hungry person to help them, and perhaps teach somebody else next to him to fish as well.
Yes, it's a great program. That's, again, Vic, I just can't say enough how much we appreciate the work that you put into LifeNets, because these programs, they really take the dedication of somebody who's thinking about others, who has the focus of the organization right. And again, you don't make anything off this. We don't make anything off this. We want to see this grow, because your organization is the kind of organization that I believe people should be giving to, where they know that they are really, truly helping the people. And, you know, it's sad because as scandals have come out about giving and charitable organizations, you know, they'll show the pictures of the little kid, and then you find out, well, hey, maybe they get 5 cents on the dollar, 10 cents on the dollar, and the money's not actually getting to the people who have needs. Or if they're supplying something, it's the wrong kind of goods. It's not the medicines they need. It's not the clothing they need, or the kind of care that they need. But you've actually selected and taken a direct hand in these things and making good contacts to make sure that this works right. And I really appreciate that.
Well, one more thing is that we have where we're strong in. We feel we've been blessed in having reliable people on the ground to be able to administer this. We've had service clubs, major service clubs, say, how do you do it? And we've had tremendously honest and responsible, accountable people in Ukraine and Africa that have done exactly what we've wanted them to do. And that's what makes the program successful, one of the factors that makes it viable and effective.
Now, Vic, so many different projects that you guys are involved with, getting wheelchairs to the needy, okay, getting kids to be able to get to school there in South America, by having socks and white shirts, which are a requirement, I guess, to go to school.
Right.
And I am fascinated by your microloan program. I like this type of program, too, where you make small loans to people so they can buy tools to become self-sufficient. And then they help pay those loans back. And then you're able to recycle that money back through for, again, other microloans and be able to help people and so forth. It's fantastic. Talk to us a little bit about the microloan program.
Well, actually, microloan program, we have... in some ways, to give people a better boost, we've made them into small grants. Some cases, it's a microloan, but in a way, I'd rather have it, be something that gets them going, where they can expand their work. But it's been effective in people buying supplies, tools, getting into business. But then they also have to learn stewardship. They have to learn that what they sell, they can't just spend it all. They have to save some back to buy new supplies and that type of thing. But we have had success with that. But our livelihood development program, our enterprise development program, is very, very successful, because we have people who are very skilled, but they have no tools. They have no sewing machines. They have no saws or planes. And we provided those tools, and they immediately get to work. They immediately start generating an income. They can start helping their family, and they develop a sense of self-worth that does more than just give them a living. It makes them into a new person.
It's great. I like all your programs, Vic. I think that any one of them and any person could look at your organization and what you're doing and be supportive of it. You can't find fault with it, and it's good to have an organization that we can go on the air and say, hey, we're not associated directly, but we see that your organization is above reproach, and it's a good thing to have, and a good legacy that you're leaving behind for yourself as well.
Well, we feel very honored to have your help and to help you spread the word about what we do.
That's great. Hey, one more time, how do people get in touch with you?
They get in touch with our website, www.lifenets.com. That's plural, lifenets.org, or they can call us toll-free, 888-821-0095, or write to us at P.O. Box 88165, P.O. Box 88165, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46208.
All right, and that address is on your website as well?
All that contact information is on our website.
All right, so this is the week, guys. You can get your checks in, get them postmarked before the end of the year to LifeNets, and you can have that as a write-off as well. It becomes a win-win for you. Not only are you giving, but you're going to reduce the amount. If you do the itemized deductions, you're going to reduce the amount you pay on taxes. So why not take advantage here of this last week of the year to make a donation to an organization that you can be confident in? Those checks get made out to LifeNets, and you can get their address either by going to the Internet to www.lifenets.org. lifenets.org. That's lifenets.org. Or if you want to reach them by phone, you can do so toll free. Call them right now. Get the address. Why don't you just make a checkout right now? Call them and get the address, 888-821-0095. And you can be well on your way to helping people and knowing that your contribution is going to get to the people in need, because Vic Kubik is taking that responsibility to serve others in this very generous way. Thanks so much for joining us today, Vic.
Well, thank you so much, Bill and Dave. I appreciated your calling me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tired of losing money in the latest stock game or investment fad? Would you like to talk to an investment professional who you can trust? Then call Bill Lucenhide, president of Lucenhide Capital Management, at 888-446-3399. Each investor has different needs, and Bill will personally help you develop a strategy to meet your financial goals. He will help you develop a reasoned and disciplined approach to investing without the hype and the games. So call 888-446-3399 to schedule your free consultation. 888-446-3399. There are times in your life when you need a professional you can trust. And when it comes to investing your money, you need an advisor you can trust. Call Bill at 888-446-3399. That number is toll free, so call right now. 888-446-3399. The end.